This is Dr. Nathan Mueller, your local agronomist with Nebraska Extension. Last week I discussed which micronutrients are needed most in northeast Nebraska. Visit croptechcafe.org to listen to last week's radio message. Zinc deficiency in corn is the main micronutrient concern in northeast Nebraska. Soil test zinc can be low in four common settings: on eroded hillsides, second, on calcareous soils where small right rocks are visible at the surface, third, where topsoil has been moved for terraces or other dirt work, and last, on very sandy soils with low organic matter. In summary, the loss of topsoil and exposure of subsoil with higher soil pH in our less hills is the main reason we see soils low in zinc. The most common test used by labs, called the zinc DTPA extraction, is a great way to decide the need for zinc fertilization. So grab your soil test report and find the value. If your soil test value is less than 0.8 parts per million, then you need to apply zinc fertilizer. Soil test zinc values are not uniform across the field, and lower values occur more frequently in areas I already mentioned. If your composite soil sample that may represent 20 to 40 acres may have a value of 1.5 part per million above the critical value, but this does not mean there aren't areas within the field below the 0.8 part per million critical value. Soil sampling by grid or management zone is one way to capture some of that variability and apply zinc fertilizer where it is needed most versus a blanket application across the field. Once we get through the planting season and corn plants are growing, scouting for zinc deficiency symptoms in these four settings that I already mentioned is a great quality control tool for your fertilizer program. We're more likely to see zinc deficiency symptoms in corn during cool, wet conditions in May and June. Symptoms of zinc deficiency can be seen on newer leaves of corn plants. Classic symptoms include white to pale yellow broad bands on either side of the midrib, beginning at the base of the leaf. There are various application methods and zinc fertilizer products to consider. It is important to consider the solubility of the product, the cost, the ease of application, and the lasting effects. Often the most practical way to build and maintain a high level of zinc availability for your corn crop is through a broadcast application of zinc sulfate. To learn more about zinc deficiency in corn, call me at 727-2775 or visit our local website at croptechcafe.org. Know your crop, know your tech, know your bottom line. This is Dr. Nathan Mueller, your local agronomist with Nebraska Extension on KTIC Radio.